Speech at Helper, Utah, Tuesday, September 21st,
1948.
All right, answer. They want you to wave at the crowd while they make the following.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am proud to present Representative Walter K. Granger, who will introduce the President of the United States.
Friends of Helper and ladies and gentlemen, this is a glorious occasion for this community to have the chief executive of the nation in our midst. It happens once in a lifetime. Therefore, it is a signal honor to me and a very gratifying pleasure to present the President of the United States.
Congressman Granger, Mr. Mayor, Governor Moore, and a lot of other distinguished Democrats which are on board this train at this time, and ladies and gentlemen of Helper, it's a pleasure to me to be able to stop here today because I've been interested in this place for some time. I have been told that in real prosperous times, you produce as many as 5 million tons of bituminous coal here and here. That's a wonderful production. And that you furnish the coal for the steel plant down Provo. You know, that's been one of my ambitious enterprises since I've been in the Congress of the United States and in the presidency of the United States. To see that the industrial development of the West goes forward. That great steel plant was built at Provo while I was a chairman of an investigating committee in the United States Senate. And I watched that plant go from the start to the finish. And the location of that plant there was so that this great coal bed here could be used. They tell me that it's inexhaustible. And I hope that's true, because the time's going to come, sometime or other, when we're going to have to make oil out of coal. We have experimental plants now going in the East trying to develop a way to make oil out of coal. And we have a shale plant going over in Colorado, which is endeavoring to make oil out of shale. And if you have inexhaustible coal beds here, and I understand you also have inexhaustible shale beds, that means that the fuel for our machine age economy will be absolutely dependent at some time or other upon this great West. Tonight at Salt Lake City, I'm going to go into the things that the Democratic Party stands for with regard to this great West. And I hope all of you will be able to hear me, and I hope you'll give heed to what I have to say. Now, I understand that there are a great many people who labor in this community. And if those men weigh their interests as the farmer should weigh his interests, and as a small businessman should weigh his interests, I don't think there's any doubt about my not having to be troubled by the housing problem next year. I'll still stay in the White House. I wish it were possible for me to see some of these great minds in this neighborhood. They tell me they're wonderful. But of course, there are 3,000 counties or more in this United States. And while I can't visit all the counties and all the towns, I'm doing the best I can. And I'm trying to tell you what I stand for. And I'm trying to convince you that you ought to go along and go forward with the Democratic Party and not turn the clock back with the Republicans, as they tried to do with this terrible 80th Congress. Congress which gave us the rich man's tax bill and tried to take the freedom away from labor. No, labor never had a bill of rights until the Democrats got in power when the famous Wagner Act was passed in 1935. And I was there and helped pass it because I was in the United States Senate at that time. Well, the very first time the Republicans had a chance, they began to take those rights away from labor. And that's only a start. They're doing the same thing to the farmer and the small businessman, because they believe in special privilege, and we don't. Now, if you want a special privilege government, stay at home on election day. If you want the right sort of a government, go to the polls on election day and vote Democratic. I'll be glad to present my family to you if you'd like to meet them. Ms. Truman. My daughter, Margaret.
Come on over here, baby. Local photographer here wants to take pictures.
Mr. President,
what did you want?
This is you.
President Truman, I want to present to you a token, a small token from the United Mine Workers of America, one of the greatest democratic organizations in this country or any other country. And the leadership of that organization is one of the greatest humanitarians the country has ever known.
Thank you very much.
I think on the envelope.
Yes.
Something about hard knocks.